Belonging. A young working mom stayed after yoga recently to share something that has lingered with me ever since. She told me she begins each day by repeating four words to herself. Words that remind her of who she wants to be. One of those words is strong. Then she smiled and admitted something that seemed almost contradictory. I actually hate it when people tell me how strong I am. I laughed a little, surprised by the comment. But it's one of your four words. I know, she said. I had to convince myself to put it there because it really is who I am. Then there was a pause before she continued. I just don't like that I had to become strong. That sentence landed differently. It wasn't the strength she resisted. It was what had required it. As we talked, I found myself wondering if strength had never really been the goal at all. Maybe belonging was. Maybe somewhere along the way, the nervous system quickly learned, this is who I need to become in order to be seen. She looked at me and simply said, yes. I thought about that conversation many times since, because it made me wonder how much of what we call personality isn't actually personality at all. What if much of who we become begins as our best attempt to belong? Maybe the overachiever learned that accomplishment earned attention. Maybe the peacemaker discovered that keeping everyone happy kept relationships intact. Maybe the comedian realized laughter made difficult moments safer. Maybe the caretaker learned that being needed felt like being loved. Maybe strength wasn't an identity. Maybe it was an adaptation. Children don't enter the world asking, who should I become? They begin with a quieter question. What do I need to do to remain connected? That may be one of the oldest instincts life possesses. Not just in humans, in everything. A cell belongs to a tissue. A tissue belongs to an organ. An organ belongs to a body. A tree belongs to a forest. A bee belongs to a hive. Nothing living thrives in isolation. Belonging isn't simply a human desire. It appears to be one of life's organizing principles. Which makes me wonder if one of the most courageous questions we can ask ourselves isn't, who am I? But rather, which parts of me were built to earn belonging? Because perhaps beneath the strength, beneath the perfection, beneath the performance, beneath every adaptation that once helped us survive, is someone who never needed to earn belonging at all, only to remember they already belonged.